Welcome to Oilfield Talk. My name is Trey Fought, and I'm host of Oilfield Talk Podcast. We want to speak with workers from all other aspects of the oil and gas industry and allow them the outlet to tell some crazy, amazing stories you just wouldn't believe are true. Not just the wildcats, the drillers, the roughnecks, the roustabouts, but the land-based, offshore drilling operations, service companies, vendors, third-party personnel, production, transportation, all aspects of the industry that provide expertise throughout the oil field. But each of these have many, many hilarious stories to share about their time in the oil patch. I have no doubt that we will be able to share entertaining stories or tell tall tales that anyone who works in the industry will appreciate and get a hearty laugh while listening. But this is also going to be a family podcast. We'll be able to invite our families at home to listen. Although they won't believe half the stories we share, they may have a couple of dozen questions. Maybe it will give them and everyone a greater appreciation of the jobs we have in the oil field and why we enjoy our oil field family for half a year. So please take an hour or so out of your day. Give a listen to the Oilfield Talk podcast. Hope you enjoy the stories as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. Welcome back to Oilfield Talk. This will be part two of Good Oil Days in Humble, Texas. We'll meet Mr. Delbert Dawes and Howard Meetag working on the pump jack on Main Street. Continue our conversation with Miss Sharon Meetag. Listen to the Humble High School Mariachi Band. Continue our conversation with Oil Patch Gear, as well as 89.3 God Listens. I continue my search for the mayor of Humble. He's been elusive, unable to find him, but I'm still searching for him. And lastly, we're going to meet Mr. William Arthur Billy Sheffield. The introduction at the end of this episode, we'll call the teaser for a complete episode, probably two, just with Mr. Billy. I was able to go out the next day, spend several hours with him, going through his remarkable collection of Humble history and his amazing recollection of what was happening back in the day. He was actually born on Moonshine Hill in the house of his parents and continues to live in that same house today. I can't wait to bring you the rest of his story. So enjoy another full hour walking through Good Oil Days in Humble, Texas. I also have a video that I'm going to post on YouTube of an actual walkthrough. If anybody's interested, it's not going to be up today, but hopefully soon. Haven't really started learning how to edit video yet, but it's coming. After the Nomad Mobile Productions, there's another 10-15 minutes of the Humble High School Mariachi Band, just for the joy of listening. For the record, walking around during the festival, there's a lot of background music coming from different sources. Obviously, I don't own the rights to any of that music, but it is in the background of the podcast. Have a great day. Hope you enjoy part two of Good Oil Days in Humble, Texas. Look them up. Go next year.
Have you been getting any sputter out of it?
This is our former police chief, Delbert Dawes.
Hey, yeah.
He knows more about these engines than any of us.
Sure.
Even he's having a hard time getting this one. And it's so remarkable. It ran perfect last year.
Wow, yeah.
It did great last year, but it's been sitting in the museum for a year.
Just need to pull it out a week early.
Yeah. Now we should have got it out from the dry run. Thing very heavy.
Oh, I imagine so.
Extremely heavy.
We put it on a cart. Well, I'm going to go look for the mayor.
So much.
I still haven't seen the mayor.
I just saw him.
Oh, did you? I just wanted to borrow this chair again. A little shade. I don't have enough protection.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely burn.
Yeah, you got it.
And I don't really like hats, so it's either start the tan early or burn.
Yeah.
And suffer.
Oh, you will burn.
Oh, I know. I know all too well. Tomorrow I'll be as red as this shirt.
That's how I was last year.
I just had a good talk with the guy from the museum that wrote the books.
Okay.
Oh, you gotta go to his museum.
I did.
Really good.
I did. I just left there, as a matter of fact. Walked around it, and he gave me a good history of Humboldt. Just kind of look for people and find people. Well, I came from that direction, so I don't know which direction he was going. It's all right. It's only noon. Still got a lot of hours to go. The wind's playing with everybody.
I know. I wish the wind would die a little bit. I like that hat, Mike. Similar to it, but yours has got a little bigger brim on it.
Yeah. I've got this at the Fort Worth Stockyards.
Okay.
Yeah, the store there.
He got his in Colorado.
Nice brim. Helps keep the sun off.
It does. That's what I like. See you later.
What's the 4 p.m. draw? Is that the big money?
Yeah, my mom. How come the 4 p.m. when you can't call?
That's right. Because they want you out here spending money.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's my great grandbaby there, and my son. Yeah. What's your selling? Raffle tickets.
How much are you
saying? Five.
Yeah,
she did.
So what am I gonna win?
Well, the next will be
$5 or $10, $400 right now. How many of you get in? Look at that. In Texas, we are big and tall. Oh, look at these two cowgirls and cowboys straddle up. Your chance to win $400 happening with Apple TV, $5 a day. You can't say it's in there. You're not crying.
Oil field talk.
And that's drawing sponsored by Georgia Rutgers.
Don't you do different
mails?
Don't you do different mails?
Yeah, it doubles every hour. So we just gave away 200, so we'll give away 400
until
the end.
That's 3,200.
Yeah.
Extra incentive for Rutgers, $5 a ticket. All ages right here, $5 a ticket. $400 a ticket.
You just need phone number, name and phone number.
Wait, no, I just said Brad called for me. What's up, stranger? Look at you running.
Did I win yet?
Not yet, get your
It's cash.
All the others, I'll call you.
Thank you. Appreciate you letting me use your chair for a few minutes. Get out of the sun.
There's James Whitwater, always a pat me. You still have plenty of time to buy your tickets. Next round, you're lucky to get by Turner Architect here in our home. First year, Elbow Mirage Camp when we have it here, so shout out to the Elbow Commissioners for giving us the opportunity to work at this great event, 23rd Annual Great Oil Day. Make sure to stop Sergeant Peters and ask him about the animal adoption that happened. His support, your support, can help an animal. Your mom, need to find a friend. Animals able to be adopted. Check out the vendors. Check out the food truck. Check out the fire truck. The beer bar is open. $5 to be here. Your opportunity to walk away for $1. You get a beer on the drink. $5 to get your drink. Stay in there all day. 360 for the booth. That's $5 to take it, mom. Can't say no to $400.
Your daddy's been trying to get the pumper jack started, but they can't. Delbert's here too, and they haven't been able to get it going. That's the whole thing, I think.
Great opportunity to give a good, loving friend a home. Dobson Avenue right there, Port Avenue C, with Sergeant Peters and the Elbow Animal Clinic. Shout out to all the sponsors in the Avenue, Tacos, Rice Management, Prairie Channel,
I think this is American Eskimo.
Humble Civic Center, Pan Sales, Phil Avenue, your chance to take a photo of your CID.
Oh, okay.
Make sure to check out
the window. When I found that door that has the Impossible is Un-American,
oh, yeah.
I took a picture of it.
Oh, well, good.
Right? I had to look up. But what Mr. Crutcher said was the impossible pays better.
Oh, right.
So if there's an impossible task, like that caterpillar in the mud, everybody was like, that's impossible. Well, it's not impossible, but it's just going to cost a little bit more and you're going to make a little bit more. I said, now that's... And then I saw where the Boots and Coots, the guy, is from the area.
Coots Matthews was a member of our church.
Oh, wow.
Good friends with his daughter.
Oh, wow. That would be so cool to hear some of those stories.
The Charles Bender. Have you been in Charles Bender yet?
No.
Well, it's not open today, and somebody'd have to open it for you. But that's the old high school, and now it's the Performing Arts Center.
I walked around it. Yes, I did.
And it was my husband graduated from there, and then it became an administration building and different. And then it was just nothing, you know. It was just nobody was using it. In fact, that some had talked about tearing it down, and different ones said no, that wasn't going to happen. So the city took it. And they renovated it. And my son was the architect that did the renovation.
Oh, wow.
And he tried to take it back as much to its original as he possibly could.
It's a beautiful building.
It is.
I took pictures of it. I sure did. Really is beautiful. But I thought, I wanted to let you know what that saying was that I couldn't think, but it was so similar. Impossible's un-American. That's a great way of looking at it. And then the impossible pays better. All right, I'm gonna wander around.
Okay,
thank
you. After
how's it going?
All right.
You need some of those for your hard hat.
Okay, I'll look you up too.
Yeah.
Nice logo, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I came up with that. My best friend from high school, he's a graphic artist. I took pictures and drew it with pencil and paper, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And found an old Derek and found the, I said, I want a microphone coming out of the top.
There you go.
The original one I wanted too. And he said, no, that's too busy. I said, I defer to you. He's the graphic artist, not me. Oh, that's Red Adair, that's right. One of the guys from Coots was from here. And in the museum over there, they've got a display about him.
Okay, I need to check that out. I haven't been to it yet, but I want to go.
Yeah, it's one block over and one block down.
Okay.
They got the big car show over there right now.
Right.
Yeah, it's nice. You selling any oil?
One lamp, one flash. Some people be coming back though, they say.
Right. Get your own Texas crude. Right there. The real deal.
More stickers? Yeah.
Just different designs.
Okay.
Like she was saying, replenish.
We're taking them too, Dre.
Good. Good.
Do the podcast.
Yes.
He's worked on the same rigs I worked on.
And drill ships.
And you just showed up here today?
Yeah, we just ran into each other. Yeah, we didn't know we were coming. We just ran into each other.
He does a lot of it. He goes a lot of podcasts.
I bet.
A lot.
And I just interview people that are in the oil field. I interviewed Irwin Guidry and his wife after 50 years in the oil field. It was cool because she was not going to interview. And I said, I want you to interview. I want the wife's side of the oil field life. Had them both sitting in the living room. They put on a great podcast.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, man, he was with Diamond for 40 years.
I heard of him before.
He's from Mamou.
I know. Is it Rob Guidry? Yeah, was Rob Guidry or worked for China Transocean? He was an ET. And Ron Guidry, that's who he was. He's a Transocean.
No. ET. Yeah, I don't know him.
I know there's a lot of Guidrys.
Oh, yeah, it's like there's bros and Guidry.
Oh, Chris, bro. I just saw Chris.
Did you?
Yeah. You know Chris pretty well. But you saw him last hitch. I just got off the warning. Tuesday. Doing it well. They wanted me to stay, but I'm like, nah, man, I gotta come do my event. Or I would have stayed like 5 weeks.
Oh, yeah. It just gets long.
Yeah.
Just too long.
Flair, you tie that right here. Yeah.
No guys want to see that?
No, we're gonna still look around.
I'm walking around looking for the mayor still. Hadn't found him.
I've stopped.
He's got a white shirt.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you doing? I'm Rick.
Hi, Rick. I'm Trey.
Trey, nice to meet you.
And you are?
Rick Swanson, the same guy. And
I'm not from here.
That's okay. That's fun.
So I have a podcast for the oil field.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm here doing. I'm just interviewing people, talking to people.
Yeah.
Anybody in the oil field, what better place to come? Beautiful
this
weekend.
Is beautiful, and I'm in charge of the weather.
Did a great job.
I
appreciate the overcast, although I'm still going to get burned. But the little breeze, yeah, I know. But I'm not a hat person.
Yeah, women love it.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
I'm an old United Airlines.
Okay.
Well, actually, I'm an ex-con. I'm an old Continental guy.
An ex-con. I like that.
An ex-con, yep.
And what are you running for?
I'm
city
running
council?
For city council. Yeah, so it's good.
Did you have any oil field experience?
I used to fly for Oil Field Rental Service Company.
Well, there you go. See,
40 years ago.
So tell me a story from back then. Can you remember one?
I was told I wasn't allowed to.
Oh.
But actually, I did fly for a senator that had 1/3 royalty rights from Amoco in the Tuscaloosa Trent.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just amazing.
Yep. Yep.
And he had this $5 million brand new jet, and he let me fly it.
Oh, wow.
So I understood, and I got involved in Louisiana politics.
That's right.
But my faith
That's
won.
Where I'm from.
Oh, is that right? Where?
That's right. I live just south of Baton Rouge.
Oh, okay.
In Gonzales.
Well, then you know where False River is.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's where we flew out of False River Airport.
I'll be darned.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. I drive through there. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Not far from there at all.
Well, let me give you a business card, okay?
Yeah, sure.
And you have not told me your name.
I'm Trey.
Trey.
Yes.
Rick Swanson.
Rick, nice to meet you. I can't vote for you, but I can hope for you.
Hey, that's great.
I can put a recording out there on the podcast. And everybody needs to vote for Rick Swanson. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Put it right here by my tickets.
And
hopefully it'll make them good luck tickets.
Wait a minute. You get one of these.
I've got too much in my hands. I don't want to juggle.
Okay.
But I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And thanks for chatting.
Hey, for sure.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Hi, baby. Hi, baby.
Es lo que esperanza sufre el corazón. Mi vida es tu vida, amor de los dos. Tú me haces sufrir, ya lo pagarás. Tú no tienes perdón.
Échate la María.
Mi vida es tu vida. ya lo pagarás, tú no tienes miedo.
$5 a ticket. Thank you for coming out to the 43rd annual all day parade, party,
festival,
friends, neighbors, everybody out in here, Mariachi band from the Humboldt High School. 360 photo booth, face painting. Again, your chance to win $800 happening in about 35 minutes. $5 a ticket. And I'm telling you, they got some delicious food. They even have the lobster tail potato tots right there around the corner. Got the beer mug right around the corner. Come on, ask your dad to buy you a beer. There you go. Yeah, that one has a beer.
Nope, not yet. I'll run into him eventually.
Yeah, he was there. Of course he was.
He's running from me, I think. He's hiding. It's a game we're playing.
Yeah, my husband said you'd been down with them. He's at the pump jack.
Yes, yeah, I was there. But that's about my sixth round trip, you know? And it's like, it's getting hot. And you sit down in the shade, it's fun.
Yeah,
the breeze is perfect. The sun's warm.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're trying to fly away.
Where's my number?
What do you think the attendance is?
Last year was 4,000. This year it's more than that.
I didn't know if there was somebody that was trying to get a rough number. I know
there is. They'll take the drums.
That's true.
That's what they...
They flying over.
Yeah, that's what they did with our Christmas parade.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you need a ticket, Lynette.
So it was the mayor, and there was one other person who said...
Billy Sheffield. I have not seen Billy yet. Can't believe that. He's usually here like as far as the day, but he may have... He's 94, and he may...
Wow.
You would never believe it to see.
Yep.
And he may have forgotten about it. He goes on like trips and that with me, but his daughter, I call her Mississippi, and she calls him and makes sure he gets my story.
Reminds him. Yeah, he's the exact person I'm looking for.
I
love those old stories.
He can tell you, and he's got a memory like, I mean, he's
it's crazy. Really, I know. Well, I'm spending the night here tonight because I knew I was going to be late. My trailer's parked and they got to clear everything out.
Yeah.
It'll be 6 or 7 before I get out of here. But go back to the hotel. I would love to get a hold of him and record him.
Yeah.
I could even go to him tonight or tomorrow if he's unable to make it out here.
I'm calling his daughter, right?
Yeah, I kind of guessed. I appreciate that. Hey, buddy, your phone's missing. Okay. Just in case you set it down, I wanted to.
Was your dad coming up to the good old days today? Okay. I'm looking for him because there's a man here doing a podcast on my whole history, Dad, and I thought he was Billy was the one. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. That's good. believe it's all kind of parking place. The crowd is.
That's why $800.
Yeah, it's perfect. So. Oh. Okay, thanks, Cindy. Bye bye. She said if he's not here, he's on his way. And she was going to try to get him and tell him to come to the booth.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you're real nice, he might invite you out to his place. It's really a unique.
Thank you.
We were all there for Easter.
It don't matter to me.
All I am is just the guy that turns the wheel.
All right, hopefully the recording will be good enough with the background noise. My name's Trey.
Delbert I'm with Dawes.
Your name is?
Delbert Dawes.
Dawes, D-A-W?
E-S, yeah.
Like I said, I got an Oilfield Talk podcast. What he's finally got started today is the pump jack that was we talked about earlier. And we had a conversation and he couldn't get it to start. And he said the professional's coming and he knows everything about it. So how old is this? Was it actually used in Humble? Those kinds of things.
I couldn't answer either question there. Honestly, the age of it is probably made in the 20s. This one has a little bit different firing system than some of the other hit and miss engines, but they were used mostly, these this small, were used to pump water and run smaller equipment. This in no wise would be used as small as that engine. That's only a one and a horse, half horsepower engine.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks bigger than that, but it's
right.
Not.
Yeah. And he said it's heavy.
Very heavy, very heavy. And been running, it's probably, you know, it's over 100 years old.
I was gonna say, and it still runs. It's like a rock, you know, you cannot break them.
Well.
Well, I mean, yeah, they don't want to start, no. But, you know, that's a little bit different.
You just got to know the combination.
Exactly.
How the engine actually wants to run.
I would think there's a good chance the jack was actually used here in Humble. You know,
the pump jack itself engine, probably was. I'm not sure about
but the jack, we're pretty sure.
Okay. Well, good deal. I appreciate the information. I took a little video of it, so
good.
I'll put it up on the website and try to get y'all some business for next year's festival.
Well, they've had a really good turnout today, and like Howard says, this thing has a lot of, you know, a lot of questions get asked about this.
I imagine so. I mean, it's such an iconic piece of equipment that we all drive by,
right,
but we never really get up close and personal with. And I went out to Hobbs, New Mexico in February, and they're everywhere. I was talking to the guys that actually service them, you know, monitor them on a daily basis. I went to a school that they teach people how to do that. They have them on site. The guys learning can actually get hands-on training with how to monitor, maintain, repair all the different parts of the pump jack, as well as the wellhead. That was a great experience out there in Hobbs. Learning something I don't know anything about because I come from offshore. I'm deep water drilling. Yeah, I've spent my whole life outside the continental shelf or outside the country.
Right.
I've been all around the world. I never seen the workings and the makings of land. So, I mean, this is all fascinating. And that's one thing I'm doing with the podcast is I'm trying to cross-pollinate. Land-based people can listen to stories from offshore. Offshore people can listen to stories from land. Right. And we can all learn and enjoy because the oil field's so big and so, you know, spread out that you can't learn it all.
Yeah.
But the stories are getting lost. And that's one thing I'm trying to capture, some of those old stories. And I'll be interviewing Mr. Billy Sheffield tomorrow.
Not here earlier.
Yep, and I met him earlier. His wife, Howard's wife, Miss Sharon, she introduced me to Mr. Billy. And we have an appointment after lunch tomorrow.
Great, where are y'all gonna meet?
At his house.
Oh, at his house?
Yep, he's gonna show me his barns, yeah.
He has got a museum out there, yep. I promise you.
I've heard many people talk about it, and I'm really excited to be going out there, and I'll just spend as much time as he'll let me.
Yep, we will learn something there.
Yep.
It'll take a while.
Thank you, gentlemen, appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate great you. Festival, keep it up.
Yeah, 4 o'clock, if you can, film the, they're gonna have a rocket go off and a boom.
Sure will.
And maybe interview the winner.
There you go, good idea. Well, there's one lady, she's already won twice.
Really?
Really?
Same woman. She just won that big one.
She got nervous.
How's it going, gang?
Good.
Did I tell you about the...
Good. Did we take a picture of you?
Nope, but we will.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm wearing your hat, huh?
That's what I said.
Can you take a picture in front of your backdrop
or what?
Or you can just stand right here.
Yeah, just...
Yeah.
There you go.
Kind of like we're relaxing.
No, no, buddy.
Make sure you can see his shirt.
Thank you, Trey.
Yep, no problem. I tagged y'all on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know if you saw it.
Yeah, but I will.
That'll work.
Yeah.
So I met a guy, 92 years old. 92 years old. And he's like, got a museum at his house, bigger than the museum here.
Wow.
And he knows all the history, and I'm having lunch with him tomorrow.
Really? You having lunch with him tomorrow?
Yep. I got an appointment
set
up. Billy Sheffield.
And what does he do?
I don't know.
But he's been in oil and gas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's got a big collection.
Is he business owner?
I don't know.
Yeah, you'll know.
Miss Sharon introduced me. She said, if you want stories, he's got stories. And, that's what I'm looking for.
So when are you going to put all this stuff on the
podcast? So
how does it work? Within weeks?
It's whenever. Okay. I drop an episode every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Like today, I've got at least 3 episodes.
Yeah.
If not, Mr. Billy will be 4 episodes. So how I stack them and when I put them out.
So what is it, how should I go about listening to it? Like, you start listening to my...
I always go back to 1 and listen the first episode forward.
Okay.
I mean, that's just the way, whenever I listen to a podcast, I don't go to the one he did last week, because sometimes you'll miss some of the references.
I mean, yeah, I guess you're right.
You go back to the beginning, and you can see the transition and the growth and the changes in the podcast.
And the story,
and and you'll get an idea of what I'm trying to accomplish.
That's pretty cool, man.
And it's a lot of fun. I mean, I enjoy it. Can't tell you this is going to be out next week.
Right.
I'll send you a message whenever it does,
so
no
just
doubt.
Start from 1 and just kind of...
Yeah, that's what I would
episodes.
Do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
I'll do that. Heck yeah. That sounds cool, man.
Where is... Oh, I gave him his shirt. Trying to make sure I had delivered all the shirts.
So you haven't found the mayor?
Nope. He's persona non grata. He's... So I followed her, and exactly what I said. He's going to be there, right? She's presenting a congressional something for Humble's, you know, to the mayor. He's not there. He was not there. She had to give it to somebody else. So it was like, okay, I had a good idea. But it didn't work out right. I don't know. I may find him later. I'm just kind of making the rounds. Stop and talk to people. Just talk to the guys that are doing the pump jack over there.
Three times the charge. You want a receipt? You sure?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your business.
He was the lawyer.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I interviewed him. He's got a booth down there.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. He's got a booth for pet chews, like dog chews.
Yeah,
he's got all kinds of different stuff, you know. It's really, I was like, whoa, this is cool. And then I did an interview with him because I realized who he was to promote his business.
Right.
But I walked through here on Facebook Live and I was just kind of, live streaming it. And I was just like, this is the festival. Walked all the way over to the cars, walked around there to the museum. It's nice.
Did you see that guy, Bill?
No,
no,
I didn't.
I saw one of his workers. Yeah, he had the hat and shirt. I was like, hey, is
he still there? He may be. I just did look for him or find him. Am I blocking you? Get in here. You need a shirt. Sure you do. But yeah, you just never know who you're going to bump into, stop, meet, start a conversation with. There it is. More content. It just adds up. I'll take this. And I'll clean it up, and then I'll put, I only put an hour episode. Now, Joe Rogan's the number one podcast in the world. He's 3 hours a day, you know?
Yeah, everybody listens to Joe Rogan. I listen to Joe Rogan.
But he's got that format. Most people don't.
I used to listen to George Norrie back in the day. Remember George Norrie?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he was a guy from Texas. He did a lot of different, I would say, controversy. He did a lot of conspiracy.
Yes,
stuff.
Yes.
And I just like listening to it. A lot of it, I don't know if it was bullshit or not, space and, you know, aliens, visiting Earth.
Just wild stuff.
Just wild shit. It was just interesting.
Yeah.
And some people say, why are you listening? He's just a dumbass. you know, just something I like doing. After that's the last podcast I think I ever. I've talked to some of these other guys, but like Joe Rogan, I have, but.
There's a lot of them out there. You just, you know, you either like them or you don't.
You got the time for it.
Yeah, and that's what I use my driving time for. I sit there and listen to them and just drive, you know. I listen to Mike Rowe. He's got, yeah. I love Mike Rowe's podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got.
Dirtiest jobs.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, his Micro Works Foundation is just phenomenal. It's exactly what we need to do to promote the trades and get more workers. He just does such a great job with that.
See, you know what's crazy?
Well, I care about Micro, yeah.
Oh, look up his podcast. It's awesome. It really is awesome.
No, dude's just awesome himself. The stuff that he
is. No, he is. The podcast he puts out is real good. If I ever get this podcast where it makes money and makes a living and I'm able to donate, that's who I'm donating to, is Micro Works, that foundation. Because I believe in what he's doing, which is, you know, promoting the trades.
Yeah.
Don't over indebt yourself for $120,000. All you get is, you know, a liberal arts degree that allows you to work at, you know, pay less.
Right.
As a manager, you just, so much money, so many problems it's caused. I'm gonna keep rambling.
Yeah, well, no, I'm here. Right?
You need some more?
I need to,
you got a few.
They've been taking them.
They've been taking them.
Good, good, good.
I put one on my Yeti cup and that's about it. They're all.
There, I got all my cups have got logos on them.
Yeah.
Everything does. Yep, I see it.
I have one on there.
I don't know, that's.
No, that's great.
Trey, like this is a good friend of ours. This is Mingo.
Hey, Mingo, I'm Trey.
And Patty, his wife.
Patty, nice to meet you. And I just talk a lot and listen a lot.
Yeah.
That's probably it takes us to
get to the bottom line.
It's great.
Yeah, just two guys talking about something that we enjoy. Doesn't have to be.
Oh, I don't know if you were here. There was a gentleman that came to me, and I forget what he really said, but he bought two shirts for me. He left, and then I guess about an hour later he came back, and he's old man, old man. And he said, "Hey, there's a." He said, "I'll email it to you," but he told me some kind of petroleum engineering platform. They're doing some kind of trade show. He said, "You'll be perfect in this thing." And I forget where he told me it was at. And he says, "Hey, man, you'll be, it's right up your alley, man." He said, "You'll be perfect." He was an older guy in his 60s. And I said, "Hey, I appreciate that." He said, "Hey, even if you need sponsorship to get there, I guess like tent set up."
Right. Yeah, it may cost, yeah.
Wow. He says, "But I'm going to email you." He says, "I got your, your Facebook and all that. So look, here's my wife's email, my wife's business card. We'll keep you in mind. We'll follow each other, man.
Please do.
Something like that happens."
And that's just it. Introduce, you know, across. I can be there. That's what I mean. We can, we support each other, right? And if I got a choice to buy something over there or something over here,
that's right.
I'm going to buy it from the oil field.
Right, right.
That hand before I am anybody else. Why? Supports our friends.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just like win-win.
They just kind of blew my mind. He said, "Yeah, if you can do like sponsorship, we'll back you up. We'll support you."
I was going to say, introduce him to this. He might want to interview.
Yeah.
You know, tell him stuff like that. Yeah. Anybody you think of.
It looked like he was on his way out, the way he was talking in the rush. But he said, "I got your business card," and he would come to me and he didn't have a smile. And he bought two shirts, him and his wife. And he came back again. He didn't left. I'm going to go ahead and get him now. And then he came back and said, "Hey, this is what's going on." Like, wow, okay.
That's
ready for that. I wasn't ready for that.
It's going to take one connection like that where it goes through the roof. And this is how it's done.
Exactly.
Networking.
Exactly.
Who knows who? Somebody calls me and calls me and says, "Hey, I want you to come do this festival or something," right? Yeah. And I'm like, "Hey, there's a festival over here we didn't know about.
We're there.
I'll let you know. You let me know." Yeah.
So there was
just stay in touch.
He was selling, there was two stories to this. He was selling tacos down there. He said, "Hey, man,
do you do your own hats? I said, yeah. He said, how much do you charge to do shirts and hats? I said, nah, it really depends on what you want to do. He said, I want to do it for my catering. I said, well, we don't do that.
Right.
I said, that's not, you know, enough. So he said, okay.
But my best friend does.
Yeah.
My best friend does all of my stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, does.
He's got that business.
Oh, wow.
He's in New Orleans.
Wow.
And he can do everything. Well, he can do hats, shirts.
Another guy came by.
But that's how I'm supporting him.
Right.
You know, yeah, best friend from high school.
Yeah.
He's a graphic artist.
Yeah.
He designed it. I drew it out, and he's the one that actually made it. You know what I mean? Then he's got all the printing.
Yeah.
He does all. He doesn't do my stickers. He does the. He could, but I actually supporting another guy that's local to me and right around the corner from the house, somebody I can just call up and say, look, I need 500 stickers, you know, in 3 days. I got you. Small business, small business, small business.
Another guy that asked about shirts, and he came by and I was talking to my wife. He said, hey, do you do your own embroidery? I said, no, I get them sent out. He said, do you do it locally? I said, well, it really depends on what I'm doing. He says, can you do it for my company? I said, well, what's your quantity? I said, because if it's just like a dozen or so for a cooking team, whatever, we really don't deal with that.
Right.
He said, no, I got like a $20,000 a month budget.
A month?
Oil and gas business.
Hell yeah.
A month.
Hell yeah.
And he says, I said, I do like 1,500 hats. He said, yeah, we're looking about 1,000 hats, 1,000 shirts, shit like that.
So here's the thing.
I said, well, that'd be something my wife would be interested in.
Right. Here's the thing.
I don't want to take
it. If you can work a deal with them where you can put their logo, but you're small. Just like branding, right?
Exactly.
Just
exactly.
A small oil patch gear.
Mine is OPG.
Brother, I'm telling you.
I know.
You get that foot in that door and you get...
That's how FR starts.
All it does.
That's how it starts.
Exactly.
Like
you know, you find one guy and he's got a buddy and he's got a buddy and he's got a buddy. They want to support us as much as it's the same. Just because they're multimillionaires doesn't mean they don't want to support fellow oil field.
Oh, yeah, no, and they're excited because of the logo itself.
Yeah.
It's genius.
It is.
Genius. I said, well, I'm doing it. I tell them, I said, I do this for us.
Yeah.
Because we don't have an apparel. I mean, we have Carhartt, Ariat, and all that.
Right.
We're all over the place, man. I said, we do this for us. So, yeah, there's been a lot of different contacts here. It's exciting, you know?
It is.
We all support each other.
It's cool. It's a small world. Yeah. I wanted to show you something. I can find it.
But yeah, I just hope some of these guys come back.
You're going to be surprised. You're going to be surprised.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
with this being your first time out, so to say.
And already getting that kind of feedback.
You're finally getting out into the open market, local, small startup. But at the end of the day...
Are you an oil and gas?
And us being able to drive our cars.
Are you an oil and gas?
I am not.
Oh, okay.
However, I respect every little bit of hell out of those that
I appreciate
fuel
it.
To us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is what we do, though.
We bring it.
Everything that's out here.
And I was like, even if I was to sign up to try to be a roughneck, I wouldn't be able to. My back is too destroyed.
Okay.
9 years military here.
Oh, wow, man. My hat's off to you. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Appreciate
for your services.
No worries. Thank you for your support, bro.
Did you get a sticker? Just making sure. Did you get your shirt yet?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, now I'm recording. What would your name be?
Hi, my name is Idette.
Idette?
Yes.
All right, and she is the cornhole queen. She's had the cornhole set up out here. She said she's had 600 interactions. And what are you representing?
I am representing 89.3 KSBJ God Listens.
We're hearing in the background.
Yes, yes. We have prices for everyone that stops by. We have anywhere from 0 to 4 points when you play the cornhole. You can get a God Listens bumper sticker. You can also get a wristband. You can get a cool keychain or a pen. Always make sure that you stop by our booth at 89.3 for cool prices.
And tell me about 83.9.
89.3, we are a Christian contemporary radio station.
Okay.
And we're crowdfunded. It's people like me, volunteers, that make this possible, also with donations. This is my first time volunteering, actually.
I'm doing this for free. I don't make a nickel. So I'm just getting content. You know, one day it will eventually, hopefully, grow into something that makes money. But right now,
now I'm just doing it because I have fun doing it.
Oh my gosh, that's definitely what counts. We're out here for you guys. If I ever want to come out, we'll definitely be here at the next year's oil field event.
Well, I tell you what, if you give me some more information, you could put some podcast on your radio station about this event.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I'll just send that to you.
I'll have to see and touch bases with them. This is my first time event, so I'm not really sure of the nitty gritty of everything.
Hey, I don't know either. I'm learning all kinds of stuff. And that's what I like about this. I'm learning. Oh, wrong one. Hang on.
There has to be one business card in there at least.
Got what?
There has to be one business card in there at least.
There it is. Look there. There it is.
Okay, great.
Close sticker, a QR, snap that, and you get all contact digits, all the information. I do a podcast about the oil field, and it's the people. I don't want to talk about prices of oil. I want to hear your story from the oil field.
Okay.
I've got 25 episodes right now. I'll take this one. I've probably got 2 or 3 episodes worth of content because I've been out here all day.
Oh, wow.
And I've interviewed people. I'm going to take that and make a podcast episode. Tomorrow, I'm already interviewing a gentleman that he's 92 years old.
Oh, wow.
He's got a museum in his yard of oil field.
That's cool.
I'm gonna go over there and interview him, and that's gonna be a whole episode by itself.
Wow, I'm glad we stopped by. I'm definitely gonna take this.
Good deal. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Take care. Keep in touch. Mr. Billy, you stayed out here a long time.
I did. Hey, I did. Hey, I went home. I came back. I had a lot of company out back. I hope, honestly, that you and I can get together and that...
We will.
You might understand some of the stuff I have.
Yes, sir.
Now, you're from where?
I'm from Gonzales, Louisiana, just south of Baton Rouge.
All right, hey, years ago when the oil field was young, all of my kinfolks worked down there. They left here, went to West Texas, then went to South Louisiana. I was the 9th child in my family, so they followed the oil field. I did too whenever I was a kid. I'm looking forward to
your
company.
I really am.
Hey, some things will be hard for you to understand.
But you're gonna explain them to us.
And then us, is there be more than one?
No, but the listeners that are listening,
hey,
right?
Hey, people, don't you ever believe, I'm Billy Sheffield from Moonshine Hill, and I'm going to tell this Bob Weevil a whole bunch of wild stuff.
Ooh, I can't wait. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome.
Hey, okay.
We're going to have fun.
Yes, sir. In this town, look around. When I was a child, that was Humboldt State Bank. Big time. Right there was Took's Drugstore, Bowen Bus Station. Right there was AC Shot Store. I worked 6 o'clock in the morning till 8 the last 3 years in high school. Anyway, that was Lloyd's Boy, a very famous thing. Women did not go. Right there, everything in town had swinging doors.
Like the old saloon doors.
From the side. This was the pool hall, and that was Myrtle Tullis's rooming house up here. She owned right at the end of this street on the right before the railroad. Her Hearn had a bar. She had a bar across the river that entered the county line. Just before the county line, she entertained young people. He had elder, adult people here. Yeah. And like right here, he's standing right in front of this building. That window on the far left was Harris County Library. The opening in the middle was the fire department. This was the courthouse going upstairs. But Judge Lee was the judge up there. And I worked in that grocery store right here, and we first got a highway patrol. I think of his name a little while. And after he had been here a while, he stopped in there behind that counter and asked Mr. Hilton Schott, does this young man have driver's license? Oh, yes, he does. I had been going to Houston down by the ship channel picking up vegetables and stuff of the morning before school, bringing them in here and stacking them on the side.
Oh, wow.
Anyway,
to the grocery store.
His, oh, yes, this young fella had a driver's license a long time. I didn't have. So he sent me over here, and a fella, I forget that judge's name now, helped me pass my test.
Your driving test.
My driving test, yeah. And that's what he did. But this guy had a mother and father out at Moonshine Hill. Otto Schott and his mother, Lena, and they had a son named B.B. and a son named Hilton. And B.B. ended up being superintendent at Hughes 2 back during the war. Hilton kept a grocery store. Uncle was doing real well till the airport come in. And then the old 59 turned into a freeway. Hilton moved from there to that long building back here. His daughter and son-in-law worked with him. His daughter later was superintendent of schools. And Hinkies, A&P, Kroger's, all of them come out and they died.
That's right, the locals died.
They just went out.
Yep.
Right, yeah, right in here, there was a big oil field at home. And right over here, Harvey supplies all kind of equipment for drilling equipment.
Those guys did well.
Steamboat Harvey, he was right over here. And, but whenever I was a kid, fellas bring me, the war was over and not quite over, and I was 12, and he had a medical deferment and no place to live. He roomed at my mother's, taught at Aldine, and he'd drop me off over here at 6 of the morning. John Took would walk to work. Miss Catter would come around the turn and walk. Stone lived around the corner over yonder, Kay Stone, and old Steamboat Harvey lived right down the street. Hilton Schott lived two blocks down. Everybody walked to work because you no place, you know.
Right.
Everybody walked to work.
It was a small town?
Yeah. Right here. When I was a kid, the post office changed places different times. Right down here is the Baptist church. Right across was the two-door you walked in, and it was there. Then it went to the corner right over here. That was the post office, Martell's Grocery, Humble Cafe. Later, the post office got very big. It moved to a corner off over here that became obsolete, and post office changed 100%. And anyway, this building here, whenever I was a kid, that was the jailhouse right behind the fire department. And we'd all go to the show over here. The show ended about 8:45, 8:30. And we'd walk out to the cafe and get a nickel Coke and walk back a whole bunch of kids. And right inside here, the next building over was, he is an alcoholic. Anyway, he'd be inside there. The jailhouse rattling that door, let me out of here, let me out of here.
And, in a drunk tank.
And so the next morning they'd let him out and he'd go right around there and go to work. His name was Benson. His father owned the store, then he owned the store. Yeah. Yeah. And this little thing was the driveway right here, went around. They've just tore that building down and made a park out of this thing.
I see that.
Yeah.
It worked out great for the event.
Yeah, it did. It did.
You have a good evening. Hey. I will see you tomorrow.
Hey, in your name?
Trey.
Trey.
Yes, sir.
I have a nephew, a real young nephew named Trey after his father and grandfather. But if your
I
name
sent my
is
information
Trey, what would your name
phone.
Be, Trey?
I'm a Leon.
Leon.
Leon the Third. Leon Fought the Third.
What's the last
Fought.
Name?
F-A-U-G-H-T.
Okay. I never say it. My name is William Arthur Sheffield. I was named after a great man in Oilfield, Arthur Fondren. He had great buildings downtown years later, but then William got the nickname of Billy. That guy was in World War II, Bill Martin. It was his name. Anyway, that's who I was named after.
Hey, I'm
going to go.
I know. I will see you tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. Hey, after
12 o'clock.
After 12 o'clock.
Yes, sir. I'll be there.
Have a good day.
You too. Be safe.
Nomad Mobile Productions is a broadcasting and media production company that produces podcasts and provides a mobile podcast studio complete with audio and video recording equipment. We also offer post-production processing, editing, marketing, and publication for podcasts. Our mobile production studio will come to you. Visit our webpage, nomadmobileproductions.com, or our Facebook.
I forgot. I don't know if I gave you one or not.
A tray, right?
QR, yes. All you right. Can QR code it. Look it up if you want to listen.
Thanks, Trey.
You bet.
Poquito que pierdo la vida, esa fue mi mejor aventura. Por la suerte caí entre los brazos de una linda y hermosa criatura. Me tapó con su lindo vestido y corriendo a esconder me llevó. Me colmó todo el cuerpo de besos y abrazada conmigo lloró. Preguntaba que yo le dijera qué persona de allá me aventó. No le pude decir nada, solamente pensé en la maldad. Me subí hasta la nube más alta y tirarme a matar de verdad y olvidar a una ingrata perjura
que en mi cara me supo engañar.
Yeah.
en hampa, ya bien borracho con un nudo en la garganta. Yo por las calles cantando mis canciones y los mariachis van pisando mis talones. Les pedí 20, 30 o 5 mil canciones. Me levantaron, me caí de la nube. Me revolqué, lloré, canté de sentimiento. Me recordaron a un amor que yo antes tuve. En el Tenampa se recuerdan muchas cosas. Y los mariachis son los amos y señores. Te tomas 4, 5, 20 o 30 copas. Y las canciones te recuerdan tus amores. ¡Viva Guanajuato! En el Tenampa se recuerdan muchas cosas. Y los mariachis todos amos y señores. Te tomas 4, 5, 20 o 30 copas. Y las canciones te recuerdan tus amores. Todos. Y las canciones te recuerdan tus amores.